To the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bubba Neart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today we'll be talking about the boy who came back from heaven. Remember Kevin Malarkey's book, That's the Father, the son Alex. And this week the boy is suing Tyndale House, the publishers. It's a leading Christian publishing house, acknowledging that the entire story was fabricated. It's all false. And it's false, as we pointed out on Bubba Neart Live, during those years that the book became a phenomenon. They made a movie about it in 2010, a made-for-TV movie. The book sold 1 million copies, which gives us some idea. You know how poll surveys aren't always accurate? Well, that's a pretty good survey of how gullible and what a lack of biblical knowledge there is in the body of Christ. So we'll cover that story. Also, more about the latest 30 reasons to get your kids out of public school, out of government schools. And these come from Colorado's Cherry Creek School District, which is supposed to be the best. Right? Every time you're going to buy a house, the realtor tells you, oh, this is one of the best schools in the state. This district is rated as one of the best districts in the whole country. It's always the best, and it's always a scam, right? Because there's no such thing as the best public school. I mean, what's the best crack house in town? What's the best? So we want to discuss that, and the school district now has come out in their defense, and their defense is so interesting because the defense itself is a condemnation. We'll get to that. Also, tariffs. That was a topic from yesterday that we ran out of time for. Tariffs and the moral understanding and the economic implications of tariffs and why it doesn't matter whether there is a level playing field or not. Tariffs are wrong. We'll talk about that. And then I want to stress the important point from yesterday's program. Democracy. We were talking about Donald Trump and the knee-jerk apologists, the defense of Donald Trump. Basically, we have the case where the prostitute is telling the truth and the hero of conservative Christians is lying, and where Melania Trump, her husband, cheated on her, committed adultery, and there's this knee-jerk defense why it doesn't really matter. You know, it mattered to God. For everything that God put into King David, for everything that God put into Moses, two extraordinary examples. With Moses, God had worked 80 years in the life of Moses from before he was born, preparing, and when he was born, preparing to raise him up as a prince of Egypt. And then 40 years after he fled Egypt, Moses refuses to obey God and to circumcise his son. And so what happens? God moves to kill Moses. Moses is on his deathbed. And then he's not even physically able to circumcise their son. And so his wife, Zipporah, has to be the one to circumcise their son. Oh, that is weird, right? I wonder if that's where we get zip it from, or zipper. No, can't be. So she then throws the bloody foreskin at her husband, says, you're a husband of blood to me because of the circumcision. She had to do it. And so then because Moses obeyed God, well, by having his wife Zipporah circumcise their son, then God allowed Moses to live. That's not very different from what happened with King David, who committed adultery and then murder. And God exposed it to the whole nation, in fact, to the whole world, because he included it in the Bible. A lot of Donald Trump's supporters, they may not, if they were to write the ultimate history of Donald Trump for future generations, they might not include all the most wicked things that he has done, but God did. That's the difference. And so because God cares about Moses, because God cares about David, he's not going to pretend that their wickedness was not grave wickedness. And so that's what's happening with Donald Trump. And it gives us also a lesson about the damaging effects of democracy. And this is one of the most important points from yesterday's program. Democracy corrupts a nation's moral foundation. You can see this on our website at kgov.com/democracy. Democracy corrupts a nation's moral foundation, and even more terrible than that, it corrupts the moral foundation of the body of Christ, of the church, because our leaders become apologists. They become defenders of their politician, of their leader, of their party. And that's at kgov.com/democracy. You can see there the case against democracy and against the euphemism, the case against a representative republic. So that topic, so very important. Of course, majority rule, the majority is evil, Jesus said. We have there the list, the biblical argument against democracy. And there's also a political argument against democracy that we present. In all the places where the Bible tells us that the majority is evil, Matthew 7 is a good example, right smack dab in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. And because the majority is evil, majority rule is guaranteed over time to be evil. And remember that a representative republic is just the euphemism for democracy. It's just democracy, just ever so slightly slowed down. And so democracy corrupts a nation's moral foundation. And even worse than that, it corrupts the moral foundation of the body of Christ for the same reason, because leaders, including our Christian leaders, they become defenders of their politician, of their guy, of their party. So you end up not defending God's standard or God's revelation. You end up defending a moving target, which is pretty much whatever your guy happens to do or whatever your party happens to do. Remember Ronald Reagan, the 11th commandment, thou shalt not criticize another Republican? And so his 11th commandment repealed the first 10, because the first 10 set a moral standard and a spiritual standard, but then your loyalty transfers from God to your politician. And hence, the word politician has become a pejorative. Then the Cherry Creek School District, it's always the best, right? You're buying a house and the realtor will tell you why this is the best district in the state. It's one of the best districts in the country. It won this award. If you're buying a home in an inner city, crime-ridden, drug-infested, even then your realtor will say, well, this is one of the best schools in this part of the city. Wow, isn't that something? Cherry Creek, Fox did an expose, Denver's Fox affiliate, Fox 31. I've been on that station many times. They're Fox Box. We have some of those appearances on our website. Go to kgov.com, click on the YouTube channel, and I think you'll be able to find the Fox Box. Really interesting appearances there. Well, Fox 31 did this expose, and they said the Colorado Department of Education, they list all the instances of sexual assault to students, probably to faculty, in the schools in the state on a website. Obviously, they don't include the names of the kids and that kind of thing. But that's what they do to let people know if there's a problem. So Fox 31, they find these 30 sexual assaults in the Cherry Creek School District, and not a one of them are listed where parents could go and statewide find out, is there a problem here at this school or in the school district? Not a one out of 30. The Cherry Creek School District, they shot back their defense. And they said, this is not true. And I'm thinking they're going to say, there were no children sexually assaulted in our schools. No, that wasn't it. It was, we followed the process. We did all the paperwork. We did what we were supposed to do. That's the defense. So that means ultimately it's an even greater condemnation of the entire public school system, because even when you follow the process, it means nothing. So what? Who gets condemned here? Well, the entire Colorado Department of Education, they get condemned because when the schools report sexual assault against the kids in the schools, well, then it doesn't matter. It's just paperwork. Nothing happens. They don't even follow their own rules for following through with the paperwork. They don't even do that. And these kids are being sexually assaulted. So we do have 30 more reasons to get your kids out of public school. Reason number 1,177, 1,178, 1,179, 1,180, 1,181, 1,182, 1,183, 1,184, dot, 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 1,206, to get your kids out of the public schools. So, and then there was 1,207, Stargate Charter School, Colorado's premier charter school. Charter schools are nothing but glorified public schools. They're just as godless. And the girls' volleyball team, the coach, the creepy coach, had been patting the girls and had been kissing the girls, talking about their bodies inappropriately. And so the school's chief executive figures he didn't have to fire the coach, he didn't have to report the incident, and he didn't report other incidents. All he had to do was let the creepy coach's contract expire. And so now he's no longer the top exec. So get your kids out of government schools, and definitely get them out if it's a charter school. Get them out just as quickly. So the boy who came back from heaven is now suing Tyndale House. This is a major Christian publisher, and appropriately so. When there is a fraud committed and you participate in the fraud in that you should have known that it was a fraud, well, then you bear culpability. So Alex was 6 years old, driving home with his father in Ohio, and a terrible accident. Their car collided with another vehicle. The boy's skull became detached from his spinal cord. Just horrific, of course. The father's name, Kevin Malarkey. How many times does that happen? You got Ellen DeGeneres. How many times? It's just the weirdest thing. It's weird. Anyway, Kevin Malarkey, he concocts this story that his six-year-old son went to heaven, met with Jesus, met with Satan, has this experience, and then comes back from heaven to tell everyone. And so Tyndale House publishes this bogus book that is bogus on its face. They say you can't judge a book by its cover. Not always true. In this case, the boy who came back from heaven, here on Bob and Ear Live, just like we've reported that you can't trust the Cherry Creek School District, that it is not a good school district. It's not. You're pretty naive if you think so. You're gambling with your child's eternal soul. Your public school is not one of the best public schools. That's just a scam. In the same way, if you have a solid biblical worldview, you can read behind the headlines, and it's so obvious what the truth is. And it has been so obvious from the first moment that Kevin Malarkey had an appropriate name. They sold more than a million copies of the book, plus the TV movie 8 years ago. A million people buying this book, that is a reliable survey, right? Gallup has given up doing presidential polls, who's winning in a presidential election. They gave up because of how badly they do. Surveys generally are difficult because if you want to do a presidential approval survey, it depends where you do the survey. If you do the survey mostly in cities, then you're going to get lower ratings, artificially lower for a Republican president and artificially higher for a Democratic president. So they decide, they say, we're using complete integrity and we're going to decide how many people to poll in which geographic regions of the country. And if you get that 4% off, your poll is completely skewed and mostly worthless. And who cares anyway, right? Because the more evil a leader is, generally, the higher approval he has. Look at the screaming adulation for Adolf Hitler in Germany. And look at the approval for Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. So it's reasonably meaningless. What matters is if God will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what matters. So Alex is now suing Tyndale House, the boy, 6 years old, who now has reached the age of majority. He's an adult. And back just a couple years ago, he admitted that the story was fake. He wrote online, he said, I never died. I didn't die. I did not go to heaven. I said I went to heaven because it was giving me attention. Of course, his father was manipulating him. So the complaint, the lawsuit filed in Illinois against Tyndale House, it alleges that the father, what's his first name again? Kevin Mullarky. Kevin Mullarky, who's now deceased. In fact, the father, Kevin, now he's seen Jesus. The father has seen Jesus, but he hasn't come back. The lawsuit says that the father was the main actor behind the fabrication. And of course, that's true. Any six-year-old kid, let alone a six-year-old boy who's gone through this horrific accident and has these incredible physical challenges, and how easy it is for a father to manipulate his son and the son to go along with it to get the approval of his father. And then the more that the son went along with it and the more details that were added, the greater the attention and the more approved of he was. So the lawsuit, Kevin Mullarky concocted a story that during the time Alex was in a coma, that he had gone to heaven, that he communicated with God the Father, with Jesus, with angels and the devil, and then he returned to earth. The lawsuit continues, Kevin Mullarky sold the concocted story allegedly about Alex's life and what Alex allegedly experienced to one of the largest Christian publishers in the country. So, by the way, Alex's mother, Beth, had begun posting back in 2011 that there were serious inaccuracies in the book. Tyndale House, then, once Alex said the story is false, you know, to their credit, belatedly though, they took the book off the market and all the related products. They took all that off the market. They do need to offer a refund to everyone who bought the book. Rip off the cover of the book, send it in, you get a full refund of the retail price. Right here at Bob and Yurt Live, we only offer a 30-day money-back guarantee if not satisfied. But so far, we've always been satisfied with your money every time. We've never been unsatisfied. We're like, yep, there it is, $19.99. Perfectly satisfied. No. Obviously, a 30-day money-back guarantee if you are not satisfied, and I don't know if that's typical for booksellers. I don't think so. You buy some scam book, and you say, hey, this is a scam. I want my money back. I don't think they give you your money back. But we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on all our materials, but these book sales, Tyndale House, they sold most of these books years ago. But that kind of a limit wouldn't apply to an obviously fabricated account that's being sold as though it were true. That's fraud. That's a fraud committed against the body of Christ. I mean, buyer beware, the Christians who bought into this should have known it was a fraud. So this is an incredible survey of how gullible human beings are and how biblically illiterate the body of Christ is. Just tragic. And if Hollywood makes a movie about it, just like when the city and county of Denver rents the Coliseum to Benny Hinn, they know it's a fraud. They know that he did not heal a young girl born in Colorado, born blind, and that she received her sight. That's what they said on KOA Radio when we went out and protested Benny Hinn's healing crusade here at the Denver Coliseum. We had our huge signs. They said, miracles for sale. We gave out nearly 1,000 copies of a brochure that we got from the crusade itself. They contacted us a year earlier. I talked to them. They called up the church, Denver Bible Church. They said, Pastor Bob, would you like to be involved in the Reverend Hinn's Miracle Crusade in Denver next year? And I said, oh, we would love to be involved. And they said, okay, we can send you brochures. How many would you like? I said, well, we could definitely use 1,000. All right, you'll get them in the mail. So we get them in the mail, and thankfully they're single-sided, you know, larger than a postcard. Color on one side, the back was blank. His jacket, you know, his blazing white jacket that he wears? When he comes out on stage, the whole stadium, the whole place is dark. The stage is dark, and there's a spotlight just on him, brilliantly white glowing, while the music is playing, How Great Thou Art. It's obviously about him, How Great Thou Art. You've seen on YouTube when he's slaying people in the spirit on the stage, and somebody, a graphic arts guy, put a lightsaber in his hand like he's a Jedi master, and he's slaying everyone. He slays the one guy, and the guy's laying on the floor of the stage, but it's like he's having a seizure. Like he's having an epileptic seizure, so the lightsaber goes away and Benny Hinn lightning is coming out of his fingertips as he's zapping the guy. It's just absolutely hysterical. But it's all a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. And Denver, the city and county, they don't mind renting a stadium to a Christian fraud because it makes the church look bad and it makes people who have a brain recognize that these Christians are fools and their leaders are charlatans. And so if it were a real estate fraud that was being perpetrated, the city would be way more hesitant and they do their due diligence before they just rent to someone who's engaging in real estate fraud. But since it's fraud in the name of Jesus Christ, the government, the culture, they like it, because they want to discredit the church. So we had signs. We're used to protesting and making large signs. Animal rights college students at University Hospital on Colorado Boulevard in Denver, once a year they have an animal rights protest right out on that main thoroughfare. Tens of thousands of cars go by. And so we go by there with our enormous signs against killing innocent children. And they get so angry because we co-opt the whole protest. Because people driving by, they think it's all people against abortion. And we say to them, if you're against killing animals, aren't you against dismembering a child in the womb? Oh, no, they're pro-choice. See, the frauds that they are. Even that popular Christian author, Boyd, what's his name? Gregory Boyd. He says that he doesn't tell Christians that it's wrong to vote for pro-abortion politicians. My friends and I were talking about that at a coffee shop this past week. I said, well, let's Google him because undoubtedly he'll be pro-animal rights. And sure enough, he says about himself, he says, I won't even kill an insect if I could avoid it. And that's typical, right? The people who are willing to tolerate the killing of innocent children, they're pro-animal rights. They say that all life is made in God's image, many of them. And they will stand against the killing of any life except for children, and that's just so tragic. So our signs at Benny Hinn's event, they said things like miracles for sale and false prophet. And they come up to us, spell it, yeah, false prophet, obviously. You'd know how we'd spell it. And they'd say, you don't even know how to spell. You spelled it wrong. This is false, P-R-O-F-I-T. Oh, brother. So we took those flyers and we passed them through our laser printer. And on Benny Hinn's blazing white jacket, we printed, see back for miracle info. And so everybody who gets it, they flip it over. And on the back, we have a Bible study that explains that Benny Hinn is a fraud and we can know that he's a fraud. That was just awesome. In fact, you could read that Bible study. It's online on our website at kgov.com/miracles. So easy to get to, so much fun. Just put it in your phone or your computer, kgov.com/miracles. That was a good protest. Then he went back to the studio Monday, and he curses us. He literally curses us on his national TV show. Benny Hinn cursed us for protesting him at the Coliseum. And I remember going on the air then at the end of the year and saying, hey, we've just had our best year we've ever had. Hopefully Benny Hinn will curse us again. So if you have a solid biblical worldview, you can know when you are being fed a pack of lies. You can know when someone is a fraud. You can know when something is dangerous. You can know that, hey, if we win this legal battle, actually, we'll all be worse off than if we lost. You can know these things. Isn't it powerful to have a mature, a solid, biblical, Christian worldview? It's just so great. And the same applies to tariffs. The government doesn't have authority from God to intervene in your economic transactions. They don't have that authority. The only time they could stop it is if there's something criminal at hand. For example, if a wealthy person offered to pay you $1 million for your heart because they need a heart transplant, you're not allowed to kill yourself. That's not legal. And so the government could stop that kind of transaction. I want to get into this topic in some detail. And what we'll do is we'll make an analogy, because oftentimes when people try to think through law and economics regarding nations internationally, it's easy to lose perspective because of the complexities involved. So it's often good to have a thought experiment. If you've read the book Human Action by Ludwig von Mises, he's an atheist, tragically. He's in hell right now. But what great insights are in his book. And he points out oftentimes you need to conduct a thought experiment and you eliminate all kinds of variables that are not relevant and you focus on what is relevant. So you could do that when you think about international law and you could simplify it. In fact, we've been advocating this for 20 years now with our proposed Constitution of America, the new constitution that we've proposed decades ago and continue to propose here at Bob and Yurt Live. And so you do this regarding international relations, and it simplifies it. So let's plan to get to that next week. Tomorrow is Theology Thursday. This Friday, Real Science Radio. In fact, coming up, we have two programs. We'll have Kevin Anderson, a molecular biologist, in studio. And these shows are going to be about Dr. Mary Schweitzer. Fred Williams and I, we call her the Iron Maiden. These will be slaying the Iron Maiden. How could dinosaur blood vessels survive for 68 million years? This is Bob Benyart. May God bless you.